Suspicion of murder after officers were called to the Sea Mills area of the city. A 7-year-old boy and a 3-year-old girl also died. Chief Inspector Vix Hayward-Mellon says it's a deeply distressing tragedy.
The death of such young children is a great shock to the whole community. I know people will be eager to have answers, but the Major Crime Investigation Team are in the very early stages of what will be a highly sensitive, complex and thorough investigation.
Head teachers in England have been given advice on how to ban mobile phones from school classrooms, but one teaching union's described the government measure as a non-policy for a non-problem. Alexei Navalny's mother has been denied entry into the Russian morgue where her son's body is reportedly being kept. His spokesperson also claims investigators are yet to determine how he died. A member of Israel's war cabinet has indicated a ground invasion of Rafah may begin around Ramadan next month. It marks the first time Israel's leaders have publicly discussed a timeline for an attack in the southern Gazan city. Hundreds of demonstrators are expected to head to Dartmoor this weekend, calling for changes to access laws. Campaigners say there are around 2,500 sites in England where the public have a right to roam, but they can't be reached without trespassing. And Oppenheimer was the big winner at last night's EE BAFTA Film Awards, picking up 7, including the big one, Best Film. Emma Stone was named Best Actress for her role in Poor Things.
I just want to start by thanking our dialect coach. I was playing a British person in this movie, and he did not laugh at me when he taught me how to say water, even though as an American, I say it like water. That means a lot.
And Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon and Saltburn all went home empty-handed. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM. Thank you much to Tanya.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now the weather for today, 13 degrees, light rain showers and a moderate breeze. Looking pretty overcast in Brentwood today.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning on this bright, well, it's bright in the studio, Monday morning. My retinas have been burnt out by the lighting in here, which is very flickery as well. Yeah, I don't think that's good for you anyway. Yes, you've got me for the next 3 hours. Thanks to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours broadcasting brilliance for The Breakfast Show. He's going to be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. So you've got me for the next 3 hours. No guests in the studio today. It's just you, me, music and chat. And I wanted to know, we're going to start off with the foodie thing first off. What food have you actually gone off? Because I have really, since I've had that COVID 2 weeks ago, I kind of gone off bread. So I don't want to have a sandwich. You've been eating lots of wraps. And I don't mean hip hop, hip hop, and you don't stop. Hip-hop. I'm not talking about that kind of thing. I'm talking about raps. Sorry, I always have to do that every time. It's annoying, isn't it? And I think I had one this morning, and I actually filled it with a bit of scrambled egg, which was quite nice. I didn't want toast. I don't know what it is. There's only certain bread that I really like. If I was at a restaurant and bread rolls came out with a bit, but then I would have some. But otherwise, sandwiches have kind of lost it for me a little bit. Also, I was talking with Patrick Shearing, as you know, on Friday about we were talking about sandwiches, and I think one sandwich he said it was like £6. I was like, who pays £6 for a sandwich? Mind you, I said it in that exact tone, and when I was down in Brighton a couple of weeks ago, they wanted £7.50 for just a roll with smoked salmon and pickles. Didn't have it in the end. I was going to have it with a cup of coffee and thought, actually, I can't justify that at all. Brighton or not. But I don't buy pre-made sandwiches anymore. I just refuse. They're about £4.50 now, aren't they? Even the cheapest one's about £4. It's like, nah, I don't think so. So what food have you gone off? Mine's bread at the moment. So is there a particular food? You might have been eating it for years, and then suddenly you're like, My mum's a bit like that. She started having, we used to laugh, it's half a sandwich. I don't want a whole one, I want half a sandwich. And she would just have a little triangle, and that would be it. Never cut my sandwiches across so they're like oblongy shapes. That's because that's disgraceful. Who does that? You cut them into triangles. And sometimes I would have cut them into four little triangles. Depends. Yeah, it's bread. I think maybe it's because bread, sometimes with the sandwich, you get too much bread and not enough filling. I see. I know I've got issues, obviously. We're going to be looking around at some funny stories, playing out some great music as well. Coming up this week, I'm going to be talking to Carlos Abril. He's going to be my guest coming up on Wednesday, I believe, chatting to him. And anything else? Let's have a little look. Yes. Friday the 23rd, Kate Harrison and Steve Drew are going to be talking about Strictly Air Ambulance, which is in aid of the Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance Service. So looking forward to that. Plenty more coming up for this week as well with some new music. I'll be digging into my folder and playing out some new songs. So yes, I've started off the day with a little bit of a nibble of chocolate. That's the first bit of chocolate I've had in 15 days. So I think that's quite good for me. A round of applause. Well done, Michelle. Well, you know what I'm normally like? I can't help myself. But anyway, I just started off, got my coffee. Still got a slight cough. Did have a lovely time on Sunday. I went for a walk around Thames Chase. If you've not been there, it's near to Upminster. And I thought on Sunday morning I'd go and get myself like a sausage or something. Sausage and egg I had. And it was just really nice. I had a cup of coffee and there was little market stalls there. It was really nice. And I've lived in Thurrock my whole life. Well, more or less my whole life. I moved out from Seven Kings when I was about 20. And I didn't even know it was there. And it's literally about 10 minutes around the corner from where I live. I didn't know. But it's very nice. Lovely little centre. I was introduced to it by Francesca, who looks after Butterfly Meadow here in Brentwood. So, yeah, it's nice. I had a little walk around. Very, very muddy, though. It wasn't the best thing. I was wearing some white shoes, which are completely ruined. But it's just nice to get a little bit of fresh air, you know, on a Sunday. Anyway, thought I'd just tell you that. Other than that, I didn't do very much because I'm still kind of recovering from COVID. But I do feel, touch wood, nearly back to normal. But we say normal, but who knows what that is. Now, Miley Cyrus, while I was off, her song Flowers, for some reason, I think she'd won a Grammy or something. And when I was having my particularly kind of hallucination moments, I wasn't feeling very well, this song went round and round and round in my head for about 5 hours. So I thought I'd play it for you now. Here is Miley Cyrus. This is Flowers.
We were good, we were gold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't, built a home and watched it burn. I didn't want to lie, started to cry, but then remember I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to myself for hours, say things you don't understand. No remorse, no regret. I forgive every word you say. Ooh, I didn't wanna leave, babe. I didn't wanna fight. Started to cry, but then remembered cry, but then remembered I can buy myself flowers.
haven't seen you lately, and that's okay. I know you're living life in your own way. And though it might be working out today, it might not be forever.
Incredible, like, now the funny clear, the pain we tear, and staring community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood to support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org. Take the first step to recovery.
Phoenix FM.
I don't know if I fancy listening to this next song. Shall I play it? It was a hit years ago, and it got played to death. In fact, I remember what, I'm sure that Bob Simpson played this out months before it actually got really popular. But it does remind me of a time of doing gigs. Yeah. And it never sounded like this. I don't know why we put it in the set. I love the song. This is Daft Punk with Lucky.
Like the legend of the phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning. Look. And has no ribbon. Your gift keeps on giving. What is this I'm feeling? If you wanna leave, I'm with it. We need to come to the fire. We need to get lucky.
anyone watch the BAFTAs last night? Was it on? I don't know. I can't watch award shows. I don't have the patience. If I was in one, of course I would watch it. But otherwise, it's all back slapping, sort of lovey. No, it's not for me. Definitely not for me. I think music awards are probably more fun than the acting ones. Different type of people, actors. You think that musicians are mad. Actors are so highly strung. I did one play, which I really enjoyed. But there was, coming up to opening night, it was very stressful. But I enjoyed it, but it was very, yeah, it's very, very peculiar. Very peculiar, the acting world, TV world. And I can imagine why things go to your head. Because you get people telling you how fantastic you are. And I'm sure that you are, but, you know, you get it all the time, and then you probably get, you know, then you turn into a little demon. Anyway, so I didn't watch it. I tell a lie. I saw some bits come up on TikTok for different, you know, people sort of going up to collect the awards. Apparently, it wasn't too bad. I like looking at the dresses. I know, hopefully that doesn't sound sexist, but I do like looking at all these beautiful dresses. And what I noticed as well with, like, Emma Stone and a few of the other actresses, their teeth are just beautiful. None of them have got slightly yellowing teeth. They're lovely, perfect dentures or whatever they have. But they look amazing, their teeth. And they've got that Hollywood, it is literally a Hollywood smile. You don't really see many actresses with just their natural teeth. They've all got, you know, something. They might be one or two, but I think most of them do have the, you know, have some shaving. I might need to get a crown on my tooth. I haven't gone to the dentist yet because I had COVID, so I couldn't go. But I need to go to the dentist. I've been kicked off my NHS dentist because I didn't go for 2 years. Don't worry about COVID and all the rest of it that was happening at the time. But I didn't go. If you've got an NHS dentist, make sure that you go. Otherwise, you will get kicked off their books if you don't go over 2 years. So now I've got to go private with zero money, and which is a little bit difficult. And I've looked up for a crown, and because I think my back tooth, which I had some teeth taken out, I've got one back tooth on the left-hand upper, which is where I do a lot of my chewing, and it's got a big hole in it. And I was like, you know, you wiggle your tongue around. I was like, what's that? What's going on? And part of my tooth has just come away, and there's no pain, touch wood. There's no pain, so that's good. But I looked up. I think it's like £400 to £800. I think £200 is quite low, actually. So I think it might be like £350 up to £800 for a crown. I'm going to go and get my teeth checked anyway, because I probably need some fillings, which I can just about afford. But if they turn around and say, oh, you need to have a crown, and it's going to be about £800 or £500, I'm just going to laugh. Where do you think I'm getting £500 to have a crown? Where do you, you know, what? It's not their fault, obviously. They want to make money as dentists. And if you could work, if you have to work for the NHS and get hardly anything, but you can go and do private, I know what I would do. I mean, even with the goodwill in the world, you would go and do private to earn as much money as you can. But we still need to have NHS dentists. I think we just need to be able to get onto the books of NHS dentists. I mean, my dentist that booted me off at the cheat said, would you like to come in privately? I went, no, I wouldn't. No, if I was going to go anywhere now, I wouldn't come with you lot, that's for sure. Now, she was on the BAFTAs last night. 20 years ago, she had this hit, and it's back. This is Sophie Ellis-Bextor, Murder on the Dance Floor.
It's murder on the dance floor. But you better not kill the groom, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know. About your kind. And so. I'll have to play. If you think you're getting away, I will prove you wrong. I'll take you all the way. Boy, just come along. Hear me when I say, hey. It's murder on the dance floor, but you better not kill the bird. You better not steal the moves, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know. There may be others. And so. You'll just have to pray. If you
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, there's always plenty to do in and around Brentwood and Billericay. And if you fancy some New Orleans jazz with the Big Easy Five, that's going to be at the Falls Arts Centre, Langdon Road, Billericay. A free jazz cafe session with the Big Easy. All you just need to do is feed the kitty. Coffee, tea and biscuits are available, and that is taking place on Monday, the 19th of February. So that should be this evening.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 22269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Time, a torturous sublime. Our souls are locked and frozen. Lost we were years ahead, but now those scars are dead. Let me go. All hopeless fantasies are making fools of me. Let me go. I walk alone and yet never say goodbye. I tried but could not bring the best of everything to breathless men to wander. I died a thousand times, found guilty of no crime. Now everything is gone.
FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the roads this morning and see if they're busy or not. First off to Brook Street roundabout, as always, and that's clear, no problems there. You've got some temporary traffic signals due to construction on the A1023 London Road both ways at Spittle Lane, and a little bit busy around Wilson's Corner. Heading down from the M25 towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run, and heading up towards the M11, no issues. Still got the 40 mile an hour speed restrictions on that A12, that's between junction 13 and 16, while they do the much needed repairs, and there might be some nighttime closures as well. Yeah, the thing is... Oh, what's that? Oh, hello. Oh, dear. I just looked down. You know, you look out the corner of your eye and you think, oh, there's a hair on my face. And there is, and it's attached. Oh, no. It's like... It's got to be the palest blonde hair. And I just saw it flickering. Oh, dear, oh, dear. I don't know how that escapes me. I know it's not a dark hair. I know it's not. It's just one of those very fine ones. It grows like that. Why do you never find them until they're really long? or when you've seen somebody, or you've gone out and done something and been mixing with people and it's been waving. But nobody would tell you, would they? I wouldn't tell anyone. Not unless I had a pair of tweezers. If I was out with a friend, I might go, do you know, you've got, there's a bit of hair there. Bit of hair. I've got some tweezers. But if you haven't got tweezers, there's no point in telling someone, is there? You tell somebody they've got big hairs all sticking out on their face, there's nothing they can do about it. It's just rude. Just rude. Now, Bob Marley's son has got a track out. I don't have it, but I need to get hold of it because it's taken, I think, from the new film about Bob Marley, and it's everywhere at the moment. I'm going to try and see if I can find it for you. In the meantime, let's have Bob Marley himself. This is Sun is Shining, and this is the Funk Star Deluxe version.
It's a top
selector. He built you up with a song, and I haven't got it. YG Marley, and I really hope to have a song a little bit later. I think also Lauryn Hill's son as well. So it's Bob Marley's grandson, YG Marley, and the track is called Praise Jar in the Moonlight. It's everywhere all over TikTok at the moment. I've got to get a copy of it and play it to you because it's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Just came out to 10.3. Whoa. Bob Marley. But is Funk Star Deluxe with Sun is Shining. Coming up next is a classic, Donna Summer, Sun Kind.
Money.
Reality TV. I don't watch Love Island, anything like that. Got no idea. And I haven't really watched I'm a Celebrity either for years and years and years. But one that I did used to like was Celebrity Big Brother. I don't even know. It was on last year. I've got no idea. All I've just seen is it is on this year. Starts on the 4th of March. And I believe, did I actually read it correctly, that Jade Goody's son is going to be in it? No. I remember watching Jay Goody on Big Brother. Very funny. Yeah, I don't know. I might have to watch it. It depends. The thing is, it depends if you know any of the celebrities, because they might be like the really younger generation, and then I would have no idea, which is terrible. But you get to that kind of age where you look, you know. My mum used to have all those magazines every week, like the celebrity magazines and shit. I like them for the crosswords. I didn't know half, because I don't watch soaps either, so I don't know how half the people who are in them. I know, obviously, the Hollywood sort of set and things, because I watch a lot of films, but then I know a lot of YouTubers, and people got no idea who they are. But I started watching True Detective yesterday. Didn't think I was going to be able to watch it. It's the one with Jodie Foster, because I love Jodie Foster. And what I like about her, actually, it was nice to see a woman actually looking like a regular woman. I mean, I think Jodie Foster is gorgeous. I've always had a bit of a girl crush on her. And I've loved her. I love loads of her films. She's just such a talented actress and also producer. Speaks multiple languages. She's just really, you know, somebody you would think is a really interesting woman, you know, to chat to. But it's good to see a woman on screen just looking like a woman who's getting older, because you don't get that so often. A lot of the times you look and you think, something's not right with their face. They don't look right. You know, you don't look younger. They just don't look right. But anyway, True Detective, I binged watch quite a bit yesterday afternoon. And I think there's another one out tonight. So I've basically caught up, and I'm at the right sort of, I'm in the right place now. I think it might be I might get another two episodes. But it's very good if you've not seen it. I like the very first series of True Detective. I think it was Matthew McConaughey was in it, and Woody Harrelson, I believe. And I think they're producers on this one, but it is really good. If you want some sort of, I don't know, kind of creepy, it's set in Alaska, as far as I can remember. And it's pitch black. It's where it's got basically pitch black for a couple of months of the year. And there's these murders, murder that's been taking place, and all sorts of weird stuff. So, yeah, check it out. If you like a little bit, things a bit sinister. I went to bed last night, and I was a little bit kind of, you know, when you're going, oh, I feel a bit freaked out.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday?
At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
To dream, and my eyes open up to scream, and my mouth is a thin straight line as I'm struggling to pass the time, and my crime is an 11 and a half without her, and the morning soon will come, and the day's only almost done, and the clock is just half past five, and the sun is still in the sky, disorientated, insatiated, how long I've waited, but now she's coming back on Friday.
It's radio and it's local. We'll be right back.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.